Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Good morning, Libby. How are you?
Well, I'm just wondering, what about reverse parking?
Reverse parking? Well, you know, a lot of the driving instructors have different methods of teaching, and one of the biggest problems that a lot of people make is to do a reverse parking. They try and do reverse parking right at the beginning, and really the student, like the son or the daughter, needs that practice and how to control a vehicle first before they attempt to do reverse parking or three-point turns.
Right. So in actual fact,
that's one of the problems. And, you know, the other one of the old-fashioned ways of teaching, you pull up right beside the vehicle or even go further past it, then you have to reverse all the way back. You don't do that these days with heavy traffic, especially if you're in Melbourne, around the, you know, Bourke Street or Russell Street, those places. What you do, you don't pull up halfway and then start turning as the car's rolling back into a 45-degree angle, then, you know, full lock to the left, roll in, full lock to the right, and you should nail it.
Oh, you make it sound so easy. But basically you're saying drive before you park, rather, you know, like...
That's right, yes.
Drive before you park.
You know, like I have a lot of parents ring me up and say, you know, why don't you teach my son and daughter how to do a reverse parallel park? And first question, how many hours have I been on the road? Oh, I've been about 15, 20. No. When do you get to around about, you know, 40, 50 hours? Because then they're starting to settle down and understand what driving is all about.
A lot of people are asking, how many hours should young people do with their parents before they get professional lessons? Like, should they actually have some experience before they get the lessons?
No.
Or the other way around?
It's the other way around. It's the best thing, you know, I want to kill a myth right at the start. A lot of people will ring in and they'll say, look, driving instructor's only there just to help you pass the test. Unfortunately, driving instructors right across Victoria and across Australia, and I deal with interstate as well, is that they'll all say to you that we're always brought in at the last minute. Now, the best way to do it, if you want to really set your son or daughter up properly driving, is to bring a driving instructor in before they've even been on the road and let them do about two or three or four lessons just to sort of set them up, to show them how to handle the vehicle. That's what that gentleman said, you know, where the left wheels are and the back wheels are as well, and using your left mirror. And then negotiate with the driving instructor that right throughout that 120 hours, which is usually a period of over 2 years, just come back to the driving instructor, you know, maybe every 6 months for one lesson, just to make sure that they're kept online and they're doing everything properly, and then about two or three at the end for them to polish up. That's the best recipe.
That's the best way of doing it. Last tips then for the most common mistakes.
Common mistakes is basically is putting their sons and daughters in dangerous or difficult situations right at the start.
Right.
You should just lead them into it in the quiet areas and then, you know, let them develop their skills and not sort of push them in. Don't push them too hard. And the other thing too is quickly is when they're driving along the highway, the parents are always sitting on the left-hand side. They keep looking, gee, you're too close to the edge. Get move over to the right side a bit more. And that's placing them in the dangerous situation, really on the white line.
Okay.
And quite a few of the students that I pick up, I have to sort of, I know the parents have been telling them to move over, but really they've got to try and centre their two mirrors and look at the edge of the road on the left mirror and the white line on the right mirror and try and balance the distance between the two.
Stan Gates is the president of the Australian Driver Association. It's been a pleasure having you on the program.